FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott threatens to remove Democratic lawmakers who left the state to prevent a Republican redistricting plan vote. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker arranged the lawmakers' Illinois state.
You've had to leave behind your families, your full-time jobs, your communities, and you did it to protect the voting rights of the people that you represent and voters all across this nation.
Over 3,000 people who make fighter jets at Boeing are on strike over wages and work schedules. Worker Keith Gallup.
Most companies will not give pensions anymore. It'd be nice to help increase the 401k.
Two emaciated Israeli hostages being held by Hamas are shown in a video as Hamas says it will allow the Red Cross to visit the hostages. CBS's Robert Berger.
Hamas hasn't allowed the Red Cross to visit throughout the war because that could expose the hiding place and tunnels where those hostages are being held.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin wildfires may be smaller than the ones in Canada and the western U.S., but as Parker Olson reports, they pose a different challenge here than in seasons past.
This year, 971 fires have burned over 2,500 acres in Wisconsin.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons, so longer duration fire seasons. And typically, it's been kind of that March, April is kind of our peak, but we're seeing earlier peaks for our fire season over the last couple of years. So definitely earlier snow-free conditions across the state, and we're having fires, you know, statewide.
In the 8 years from 2015 to 2023, there were a total of 33 fires in the months of January and February. This year and last year, there were 200 in those months. Weather is the primary factor on how many fires may occur in a year. Snow plays a key role in the changes to Wisconsin wildfires. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot says years that are supposed to be colder and snowier aren't delivering the snow and temperatures that allow nature to defend against fires. On the other side of summer, according to prescribed burn specialist Michelle Witeka, droughts are putting Wisconsin at greater risk.
Climate change right now is most definitely impacting our summers. We are dealing with more long-term drought. That guarantee of, you know, no wildfires occurring during this time because it is literally the vegetation is too flush with moisture, that is not something that we can hang our hat on anymore.
With both ends of fire season extending, it's easier to accidentally start a fire. 98% of Wisconsin fires are caused by people. That's why experts say to be cautious, avoid burning on dry, windy days, and make sure that embers are out when you're done. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Let's go ahead and get a second version of that weather.
Second opinion, maybe?
Brittany Merlot joining us right now, giving us our forecast, as she does every morning. We appreciate that, Brittany. I have to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit. I wanted to give some time for our co-host to settle in everything, so I'm like, oh, I'll let the weather play. I'm like, wait a minute, I got Brittany. So we double shot of weather this morning, everybody, just to make darn sure you know what Mother Nature's up to. How are you, Brittany?
I'm good. Just trying to breathe easy with this wildfire smoke. A little annoyed it's still here, but I think by tomorrow afternoon, that's when things are going to start to change. It looks like the winds start to pick up a little bit more, hopefully pushing it completely out of here, but expect it to linger through at least tomorrow morning. That air quality alert could get extended, of course. Hopefully bluer skies tomorrow. Highs all beginning of the week comfortable, still scraping the low 80s. But then by Wednesday, things are going to change. That humidity starts to leak in. It ramps up as we close out the week. It becomes very hot and humid again, back to the 90s for the weekend. So, of course, with that comes showers and storms, but the rain chances hold off until at least Wednesday night. So dry, hopefully kicking out this air quality and this wildfire smoke by tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
Good to know. Good to know. Appreciate
it. Well, Seth's happy over here, Mr. I like hot.
I do like hot weather. I do not apologize for that.
You don't have to. I'm just going to scoff at you. It's fine.
Great stuff, as always, Brittany.
Around the corner.
Exactly.
We appreciate you, Britt. Thanks for joining us. You have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. We appreciate her doing that. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Boy, we got a good show lined up for you. And a little bit, we're going to talk about the dangers of singing along to Nickelback in the wild.
In the wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The wild of my car.
When you guys actually hear that story, I think you're going to love what I just did there. A little bit later, before we wrap up, we got four things to look forward to in August. What's new on sports, TV, big screen, holidays, all of that coming up. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to around here with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. That'll kick off our 10 o'clock on Monday here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, after that, it's the first Monday of the month. That means we'll have a monthly veterans update with Tom Heiser.
Nice.
Woo. Looking forward to Tom joining us.
Yeah.
A little bit later, just a touch on some entertainment news real quick, and then we will get into, I think, an interesting one. What current tech do you think will seem ridiculous in 50 years? Mm-hmm. That could be an interesting one.
Those are fun. I enjoy those.
But we begin with the world's largest game of red light, green light played in California. Ooh.
All right. World record time.
Want to hear from the audience out there. I want to hear from you guys as well. Was this a game that you played and did you enjoy it? Now, I feel like it's one that's pretty universal, but I've thought this before and been dead wrong. So I didn't want to just assume that everybody's played this, but I feel like this was one of the few games when I was coming from school in Illinois to hear that, oh, they play this here too. Mm-hmm. And I knew what to, I didn't need to be taught the rules or anything, and I could play right along. It seems like a pretty basic game, and I thought it was a lot of fun as a kid. What about you guys, Melissa?
Yeah, red light, green light, yeah. Simon Says. I think those were pretty universal games.
Boy, one of the first ones that I can remember of playing in a large group is like in like kindergarten even or first grade. Yep. Red light, green light was mm-hmm. one of the first.
It's a fun one.
And you know, I recently just saw that red light, green light like the last week or so. And I was like, oh, I totally forgot about that. It's not, I mean, you know, as adults, we don't
Squid Games, I mean, other than that,
No, I have not seen that.
I had neither.
Surprise!
And I had not thought of it either until this story. Mm. Yeah, so I'm with you, 100%. Probably haven't thought about it since junior high or something, even if then.
Right.
A fitness education group in California broke a Guinness World Record by gathering 1,423 people to play the playground game Red Light, Green Light.
Wow. Oh my goodness, with one person being it, that's a lot of people to watch. They would have got caught right away. There's no way you could keep an eye on that many. No way.
No.
CF Fitness, Inc., an education-oriented group aimed at promoting physical fitness at schools, gathered students from their Anaheim Elementary School District and their families to play the record-breaking game at Yorby Park in Anaheim.
All right.
The participants also included students who traveled in from other districts, as well as local firefighters, police officers, officers and city officials. Mm-hmm. I was trying to say officers and officials at the same time. I don't know what was happening there.
Twist your tongue up
officials.
There.
The game ended up breaking the record of 1,423 participants.
Nice.
Quote, the children were all really great and so eager to participate. I love that they all took the attempt so seriously. And one of the older police officers present decided he wanted to participate in the game as well, which made the children happy and I thought was a great reminder that even adults need to play in their lives too.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Right. Of course, with the police officer there, if you went on the red light, you did get a ticket.
You did get a ticket. It's understandable. So it teaches these kids. Yeah. You got to teach them young.
I mean, red light, green light, that those are kind of important symbols in our society.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
Don't want to confuse people.
Whether it was this game or not, did you ever find yourself as a kid, because this, I'm not going to surprise anybody here, I was one of these kids that took these games too seriously.
Yeah. Probably.
I'm sure there were. I don't remember well.
I was definitely that kid. Yeah. I was definitely that kid.
You know, I just had an epiphany. Okay. So we should play red light, green light in grade school, which, I mean, for me is like up to eighth grade, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you should play red flag, green flag in high school.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, you guys are familiar with like red flags. Yes, like, okay, this person has I don't know, whatever issue you want to say. Like, they are not a good potential partner. So yeah, in high school we should learn a game called Red Flag, Green Flag.
This would have helped me out so
patent
much.
Patent it.
Yeah, patent it. Somebody copyright that. Somebody get a little C around that.
Oh goodness.
That plays a little bit into what I would like to. What really the whole purpose of this segment is for me to try to get a national recess for adults.
National recess time.
Doesn't matter what your job is, what you're doing. I don't care if you're a doctor. You got to schedule things after one from noon to one it's recess. It's adult recess. It's whatever that means. You want to take a nap? You want to go on the playground set or something?
Mm-hmm. The nap one would be very popular, I think.
I think with the adults, absolutely. Siesta time? Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
And I feel that if it is a playground, if it is around that time, adults get first dibs on the playground equipment. I feel like we get first dibs just for an hour. After that, you know, it's all theirs.
Okay. Actually, the adults are only going to need about 10 minutes.
I was going to say exactly.
And then the kids can have the rest of the time.
Yeah,
because having gone to some parks recently with some small children. About 10 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. You swing twice and you're like, this is it for me.
The kids are like all disappointed and they're like, one of the teachers is like, just give it a couple minutes. They go back out there.
Please, don't worry about it, kids.
Every adult has their hands on their knees. I don't remember a slide being that big.
Yeah, man.
How many times have you told, just wait your turn?
Yeah, see?
It'll come faster than you expect. Too.
Yeah, right.
It's fantastic. Yes. If there was something that you wish was normal for adults to see an adult doing on as far as playground equipment goes, like, oh, there's my neighbor going down the slide again. Oh, there that old Joe. Or swings or something like that. Is a merry-go-round?
I think we need to invent new playground equipment for adults.
Yes. Because chairs. Just chairs. Really comfy chairs.
Squishy chairs, yeah.
Okay, squishy chairs, fine. Yeah. But like a what are they called? Swing. Like a swing chair. What are they called?
Oh, like a porch swing, something like that. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that.
With a covered awning. Like that's very important.
Hammocks, lots of hammocks.
Playground equipment for adults.
Yep. Just piggybacking on that. So how many things do we procrastinate that aren't major things? Like, oh, I got to finish that book. Oh, I meant to exercise. So maybe this is what recess turns into. You have to sit down and finish that chapter. You've been meaning to finish that chapter. Over that one
there
book.
You go. Yeah.
It's been sitting by your bedstand for how long or anything, James.
Not a bad idea.
I like where this is going. This would, I also feel like this would get bipartisan support. I feel like this would be, so we got
let's try it. You never know.
Might have some there. 715-424-2600. Want to hear what childlike playground equipment do you want to be normalized for adults? I love the idea.
Or new equipment for adults.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think
these are all good. These are all good. All of them.
Just forget the monkey bars. No one's doing the monkey bars.
No.
Yeah, get those out of here.
No, monkey bars is just a way. Like, how can we get energy out of kids?
Except then the adult has to pick up the small child so that they can do the monkey bars. And then it's a workout for the adult.
My youngest, Izzy, we would do that, and I'd have her right on my shoulder, and we're going, and she's got her little brother also bopping around, so I'm paying attention to him. I notice that she's just, like, slapping him.
Yep.
She's not even trying to grab him. Yeah, they're not even trying. She got me. Got me good on that one.
Merry-go-round, but it goes really slow.
Yeah.
It's like a rotating restaurant.
There's a speed limit.
Yeah, right.
On the merry-go-round.
It's a lazy Susan, basically. It's just got drinks and stuff.
What a nice day.
And comfy seats.
Yeah,
it's got to have seats.
Yep.
Absolutely. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and do some celebrating. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. We'll get to that in a moment. Before we do, though, I did want to just give a round of applause to our team and the work that was done this weekend at the Rapids Rumble. Nice work, yeah, everybody. Yeah. My back really wishes I was with you guys. it really does. I'm not even kidding. I did something to it. But a great job. You guys, it sounded like it was a lot of fun. Did you guys have a good time?
I think it was a lot of fun.
Weather was perfect.
Right. Except for those couple of wind gusts that tried to take our tent away. But other than that, no, it was great because we had Ashley come in and everyone, the organizers, very pleased with how everything went. It was, it was the weather, like you said, Melissa, was absolutely perfect for it.
And granted, I was only there until about noon.
Right, but it stayed. It was wonderful the rest of the day. And so many cars came out. In fact, even Pam was in the car cruise.
Really?
She came back, and she was in it as well. So, I mean, we got to experience the whole thing.
Do you know how many cars were there this year
yet? We don't have the number yet. Okay, no, I was hoping Ashley was here earlier, but she didn't have the number.
Okay, because last year they had 580 cars, and it's increased every year. So I wonder if
they break the record?
Here's hoping.
We'll find out.
It's nice to have, as we're losing more and more of these car shows, it's nice to have them.
Absolutely.
And I encourage people to attend all the ones that you're able to. That's wonderful. Great work by everyone.
One in Rudolph coming up on Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a great interview with one of the organizers and then the owner of Junkyard Bar and Grill.
Yeah, Ron. Yeah.
Ron,
oh, cool.
Who was the sponsor for the music on WIRI. So that will be an article coming out this week. Fingers crossed. It's going to happen.
All right. It'll be there. Keep a lookout for it eventually. Shout out to Junkyard. Bar and Grill. Love our friends over
and
there.
And all the J's and Big G.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the organizers. I got to learn all their names. But there's a lot of J's and one G.
And we're still out there, everybody. We never came home. We still have members out at the Southwood County YMCA Annual Golf Classic going on right now over at the Ridges. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. Hope everybody's having a good time out there. Yep. Enjoy themselves. I know Ashley, Laura, a bunch of people out.
Beth and Aaliyah are the foursome.
That's it. Yeah.
The ladies of WFHR are on the golf course today.
Watch out. Well, we are. It's Chuck and Seth and I. Or Michael. And Michael. So there's not many. We are. This has been built so much better than it ever could have been. Like I am so proud of the way that this team is. And what you just said there was another reminder of that. Sorry, Melissa, I didn't mean to sidetrack us there. But that's really cool. Hope everybody's having fun at the classic. Yeah. Enjoy yourselves. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate pretty well today. So enjoy. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that in a bit. We'll come back doing some celebrating with El Cafe on the morning show at WFHR.
El Cafe in Port Edwards is your small-town stop for big flavor. From sizzling breakfast tacos and fluffy pancakes to juicy burgers and classic tacos, everything's made fresh and served fast. Ranked one of the top 10 fish fries in the Wisconsin Rapids area, El Cafe brings bold taste and hometown charm to every plate. Family-friendly, affordable, and always satisfying. It's time for good food. Visit elcafewi.com to see the full menu and plan your next get-together with family and friends. El Cafe. Find and follow on Facebook.
Hello, doorman, I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over 3 decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
National Night Out, Fan Appreciation Night, Wednesday, August 6th at 6:35 p.m., wrapping up the season with a bang. National Night Out features equipment displays and games from WRPD, a replica police badge giveaway, jersey off our back auction, and a finale fireworks show. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witterfield in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball and National Night Out, presented by Camber Johnson, Tuesday, August 6th.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's a celebration.
Time to do some celebrating, everybody. With the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
I believe.
Oh, wait,
actually,
no.
No, we're out. They're on vacation this week.
That's right. Hey. That's right. I knew it. I was trying to remember that for this weekend.
Yep.
A lot of people don't know this. Everything I say on the air is scripted. And I have a teleprompter right to the side here. I got to talk to my writers. I messed that up. I really do enjoy. I love that they do this over there.
Yes.
We're going to miss them for the week and everything, but I love that they do this. And you can tell how much this benefits the team there.
Mm-hmm.
They are just incredible. Being a waiter, wait staff, being a cook, all those jobs, if you haven't done it before, I don't think you can understand what that job is like.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, yeah.
I really admire people in that industry, and especially the people that do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just admire people in general in it, let alone when they're good at it and they treat their employees right, like Fidel and the gang over there and everything. I hope they have a good break.
Me too.
We will let you know when they're back open and get that menu ready, get all set for the things that you want to order when they open their doors again.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that, too. And, of course, we encourage you to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more and more and more of them. Email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Encourage you to do that. And you can call out up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. That will put you in touch with us right here in the studio.
We love live birthday and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Get them to us.
Yeah, unlike Melissa, who's usually not in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But she is today. So.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, and... So, you got a problem with that?
You said right here in the studio. You usually can't say that because you're not here.
So what?
We appreciate you guys being with us. And we
Why is that a big deal?
Love starting a week off this way. In particular, this what's going on right here.
Don't make me come over there.
That's why she's not in the studio.
His finger's over the tape.
Yep, sorry.
That's my side.
You guys, please, I will separate you two right
turn
now.
Turn the studio around.
Do not make me use my off-air voice. I do not want to do that. The audience thinks I'm nice. I need a one or a two, Seth. One or a two.
One.
Why'd you pick him?
Because I knew it annoyed you. No. I got you tomorrow. You get to pick one tomorrow.
Whatever. Maybe you have me tomorrow.
It's finally just threats. Nothing but threats here. Yeah.
First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to a former state representative and friend of the station here in all of our communities here in central Wisconsin, Katrina Shanklin.
Oh, happy birthday, Katrina.
Yeah.
I love working with Katrina. Off air, just talking about, I was not used to interviewing in general, let alone interviewing politicians. Katrina, Senator Teston, Representative Krug, Congressman Kind, these were the first people that I was interviewing. And every one of those people I would talk to before the interview, I don't know what I'm doing. But I really want this to go well, and it's very important to me and stuff. And they could not have been more friendly. Every single one of those people, I would ask them in those early days, hey, can I ask this? Can I ask whatever you want? You don't have to ask me. We can just go. And could not be more transparent, which is something so vital in today's day and age. And just even looking at Wisconsin politics, how important
local
it is
stuff,
here
and
this and everything. I really admire the work she did. None of this has to do with an R or a D or wherever you vote or anything like that. Just as a human being, I really admire who Katrina is, and I hope we see more of her in whatever way that is.
Right.
Wish her a happy birthday.
Yep.
And we wish a happy birthday to Shannon Riggins.
Happy birthday, Shannon.
Shannon, happy birthday.
Shannon, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. And we also wish happy birthday to Josh Mansell.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
We hope you enjoy the day, man. Have a great one. Enjoy. And a very happy birthday and anniversary to everybody else celebrating.
I have a belated birthday. He had it yesterday. Mm. My nephew, August.
Hey.
Was his 17th birthday, I believe.
Whoa.
He's going to be a senior in high school this year. So
happy birthday, August.
Birthday for August. Augie, yes.
Such a great name.
I can't believe he's the last one of my sisters, and now he's going to be a senior. Oh,
it's wild. Yeah, it's wild. We take a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Cole and Dylan's spouse are 33. Cole played Jughead on Riverdale. Mm-hmm. He and Dylan were twins, Zach and Cody on Disney's Sweet Life.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. And they shared the role of the kid in Adam Sandler's Big Daddy.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that one.
And Ross's son, Ben, on Friends.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Meghan Markle is 44, Prince Harry's wife, formerly the Duchess of Sussex. They do not want those anymore, but she was an actor on Suits and some other things, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yep.
Abigail Spencer is 44. Lucy on Timeless, Harvey's rival, Dana on Suits. Good actor.
More Suits. Oh, jeez.
Boy, I don't know if I'm going to... I want to get this nickname right, and I don't know if I will or not. The Rainbow Warrior, Jeff Gordon, is 54, NASCAR Hall of Famer. I'm pretty sure that's what they called him back in the day.
I don't remember.
He had the DuPont logo, the rainbow logo on his car.
Yes, yes.
And I seem to remember that. I not a big NASCAR guy, but yep. I feel like almost everybody knew who Jeff Gordon was back in the day. He was so popular. He was advertised.
He was very popular. You know? He was a spokesman for a lot of products, yeah.
I mean, he's got to be way up there on the all-times list, mm-hmm. Wins list,
yep.
And everything for NASCAR.
In a different life, I'm one of those drivers.
Right on.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, right on. Anytime I watch a NASCAR movie or a movie of racing or anything like that, I'm right with you, Melissa. Like, there's something about it that just dragged. Like, I want to do that.
Well, it's got to be more fun to do than watch, honestly.
it's a little like, you know, honestly, I feel that way about baseball, too. I'd rather play than watch.
There you go.
I'll watch either one of them, but I'd rather play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me in most sports. Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted to do was, do you know how they have the commercials where they're doing the cars and they're like professional driver on a closed course. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
See, now
yeah.
that would be an interesting job, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
I feel like testing cars, like their speed and some of those things would be fun. I feel like I have no idea what
you're
I'm
at a party.
About.
People ask you, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a professional driver on a closed course.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Now that's me.
I would rather say that than I was a doctor. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Daniel Day Kim is 57. Wonderful actor. Jin on Lost. Chin Ho Kelly in Hawaii 5-0. He was in the Divergent movies.
Nice.
Really strong actor.
That's a good career.
Complicated one here, Seth. Roger Clemens is 63.
The Rocket, yeah.
The biggest name in pitching when we were kids.
Yeah.
There was not a bigger name than Roger Clemens.
His first big thing was when he struck out 20 batters in 1986 in a single game to break the record. That was the first we knew of Roger Clemens. He went on to have a fantastic year. He won gajillion Cy Young Awards, an MVP award. He pitched into his 40s. And, you know, even if he was on a team you didn't like, you still respected him. And then steroids was revealed. And it is a complicated thing. Because, honestly, he would have been a Hall of Famer without the steroids.
Yeah.
Either way, he was such a great pitcher. But... Yeah, and that's the reason he's not in the Hall of Fame right now.
It's insane to think of him not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
it really is. And understandable why he's not, but it is crazy to think of.
Exactly.
He is third on the all-time list of most strikeouts behind my guy, Nolan Ryan, and Randy Johnson, one of the most dominant pitchers.
Of his era,
One of the most dominant athletes I've ever seen.
Yep.
Like, any time Roger, one of the few pitchers, and it feels like there were so many great starting pitchers, but, I mean, way at the top of that list.
Yep.
Was Roger Clemens for a very long time.
Very long time.
Former President Barack Obama, 64 today.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow, how about that?
He's
only 64? Jeez. I forget how young he was when he was president.
Yeah. And he looks younger now. It's one of my favorite things to do, seeing former presidents a couple of years after their presidency and how much younger they look and how much happier.
Yeah, right.
They're always smiling. They're always happy.
They don't look gray anymore.
No. I obviously, anytime you're talking about somebody political, you're going to get some people to like him, some people that don't. One thing I will say is he was a needed president. I don't think anybody can agree with the the same thing over and over and over again is ever good for any industry, any type of thing. You needed somebody different in that role and in that position. And you, not just for us, but for the rest of the world to see that in the image that it brought out. I also will say that as a kid, when he's first becoming a politician in Chicago, he is coming to neighborhoods that nobody came to. No security, no, you know, needing help or anything like that. Just him and a couple of other people of in his group bopping around and not pandering, but like having conversations with people and talking and making eye contact and a lot of those things. And I had no idea where he was going to go in his life.
Right.
Honestly, didn't think it was necessarily going to be politics. But I was hoping, actually, and if I'm being really honest with everybody, I remember talking and my mom and dad talking about, well, that's next mayor of Chicago.
Right.
That's what a lot of people thought the bar was for him. That maybe Senate, Congress, something like that. Surprised everybody.
Oh, yes. That was a shocker.
Two-term. Like that. And very impressive. Yeah. And obviously very impressive what he has done since then, too. Mm-hmm. He could be, you know, in retirement and not instead working very hard for the American people still.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bob Thornton is 70. Billy Bob Thornton's older than Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. That's wild. I don't know why, but that's just crazy to me.
My gosh.
incredible actor.
Yes.
Incredible writer. Billy Bob Thornton is
director
talented
as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people no longer with us, like the great, the wonderful Richard Belzer, born on this day in 1944, stand-up comedian, and of course, Detective John Munch.
On several television shows.
Yeah.
Wasn't that wild that he ended up the same character on a totally different show?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He's the only person that has been on every single Law & Order.
That's right.
And he's in Homicide.
Which is where the character was on Homicide.
One of the greatest TV shows of all time, Homicide, Life on the Street.
I agree.
And then others. One of the greatest jazz artists of all time, maybe the most recognizable name in jazz, and definitely the most recognizable voice, Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, born in this day in 1901.
Yeah.
Jazz legend. Of course, What a Wonderful World is maybe the one that he's known for, but I encourage every single person out there, no matter what kind of music you like to listen to, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Summertime.
Yeah. That's a great version of that song.
I defy
Fantastic.
You to not love that song. Yeah. I defy you to. Go ahead. Try. Where's the Beef? Clara Peller.
Born in the standing
at two. That's awesome.
I love those ads, man.
And Queen Mother Elizabeth, born on this day in 1900, passed away in 2002. She stayed in Buckingham Palace even when London was being devastated by Nazi bombings, leading Adolf Hitler to refer to her as the most dangerous woman in Europe.
Wow. There you go. There's some cred.
What a human being.
Yes,
we
she was
do
amazing.
Not have enough time in our show to talk about the things that she did.
Remarkable life. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the positive, the negative, any of it, you know. But incredible human being. Encourage you to learn more about. And encourage everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary to enjoy your day. It's yours. Make the most of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back after all of this coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court now has a new justice. Shali Pittman reports.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Friday's ceremony included remarks from past colleagues, including Judge Everett Mitchell and former Governor Jim Doyle, under whom Crawford served as chief legal counsel. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court, and as she addressed the Capitol Rotunda on Friday, she gave a primer on challenging issues before the state Supreme Court. Her conclusion,
from the beginning, this court has stepped up in the moments that matter most. It has taken seriously its duty to interpret our Constitution and protect the rule of law, even when the issues were politically charged, deeply divisive, or hard to untangle.
Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. Last week, new FEC filings showed that Elon Musk's PAC spent $27 million on petition incentives during the time of the spring election. Musk promised cash and million-dollar prizes to voters who opposed partisan judges. The effort has sparked lawsuits. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta, the crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Nico Harmon, Javon Buller. You know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
the mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR. We hope your day is treating you good so far. We're going to have some fun taking you through the next hour. We're going to have a topic in just a little bit. The four things to look forward to in August, but getting into a bunch of stuff too coming up this month. But right now, these worlds don't collide that often, but we'll see where you guys go with this one. Last Thursday, a search and rescue team in British Columbia, Canada, was called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after a couple of hikers reported hearing repeated cries.
Ooh.
Yeah, somebody in distress, it sounded like. When they arrived, the team heard faint yelling and closed in on the area. Eventually, they found a man who was camping alone, but he wasn't in distress. He was just singing his heart out to the trees, belting out Nickelback's greatest hits.
Yeah.
Oh. the first responders
back in the wild.
The first responders thanked the hikers who called it in just in case.
Yeah, that's
the,
right.
The search manager added, and remember, our services are always free, and the money you save could be spent on singing lessons.
Nice. You gotta poke him a little bit just because of that. But still, yeah. That's bad. Man.
Why wouldn't the people? Okay.
All right. Honestly, when you first told us, teased that one about Nickelback in the woods, I was like, oh my God, it drew bears, you know?
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah. Bears.
And the bears would come up and say, hey, is that Nickelback? Yeah, they suck. But you know,
this could, hey, that's this, not nice. I like Nickelback.
This could have been.
That's the bear, not me.
Oh, sure.
It's a fairly good point, though, Seth, because this could have been a lot worse. I mean, it could have been Nickelback. It could have been, I'm joking.
You know what? I was. It's a good thing the cover was still sometimes on my water, because I was so tempted to throw it at you.
Wait a minute. You're a Nickelback fan?
I didn't know this.
I wouldn't go so far as to say fan.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. I enjoy their music, okay, just cool. Like that's many cool. Other things I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, because this
took go too far with that.
No. Place in Canada, and Nickelback formed in Canada, in Alberta. And this is just part of the article, I didn't know this. They originally were a cover band called Village Idiot. They were originally a cover band, though. I wonder what band they were covering. I wonder what band.
That's a good question.
I kind of want to look
into that. I didn't know that either. Wow.
I just think the unfair rap that they've gotten and like just blown out of proportion.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
We take things too far sometimes and people get hurt.
I'm thankful nobody got hurt in this one. I really would love to interview the guy who was singing, though. I don't know. Is he embarrassed? Is he excited? Is he, you know, fine with this? I don't know. I'm just curious. I'd like to know what.
I appreciate what you're saying, Melissa, but I don't think Nickelback cares because they sleep on piles of money.
Oh yeah, they don't worry.
So I'm sure they don't. They really don't care what people say.
I wouldn't say not whiny about it or anything, but I feel like they've handled it well.
As far as
the band and stuff.
I've heard varying reports on that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's where
I'm sorry, sure they get tired
of it.
I'm
sure how to word it. So
I'm sure every now and then they're like, okay, enough with the jokes. You know, I'm sure.
I mean,
but still,
you say that to me every now and then, Seth. In our text message thread, you get really sick of me sometimes. And you're just like, would you stop?
Just stop it,
just
Melissa.
Stop it.
Puts Melissa's text messages on a half an hour timeout.
Mute.
A little
yes. Yeah, he mutes me regularly.
And
repeated message that goes back. Shut up.
Auto-reply.
Not everything we do here can be fun and games. Sometimes we have to cover serious topics, and I don't normally like to end a segment that way, but every once in a while, kind of have to do it. Chinese researchers have developed a prototype robot that can see and then pick up objects, like toys, bottles, stuffed animals. It can also respond to voice commands.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds similar to, a Roomba.
A little bit like that.
This probably sounds like great news in the future. A robot could tidy up your house before a Roomba vacuums it. Even better, no more stepping on Legos. People rejoice. This is serious. This is big news, everybody. I have dents in my size 12 feet. I have clown shoes for feet. My feet can if I step without a shoe on, people wonder if a dinosaur was in the area. And a tiny Lego brings me to my knees.
A dinosaur with an imprint of a Lego.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because it's permanent, people. Permanent.
I got the Lego logo like just stapled on.
Yeah,
my,
it looks like a tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Or a brand. Yeah.
And that's from when I was playing with Legos. It's not even from my kids.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Okay, but I would like to say that every single one of those, not named Roomba, they need to be named Rosie. From the Jetsons.
Yes. From the Jetsons?
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
I like that one. That is fantastic. Gosh, somebody got to do something with that.
I wonder if this is the same robot that I saw videos from another. It was from a Chinese robot. And that was mirroring what people were doing, you know, was set up in a way to do that. I don't know if it was like directly connected to the person or not, but it was doing kung fu and it looked really good. They knocked it over and it did the leg jump up.
Oh yeah.
The way this robot was moving was very eerily human-like. It was like, whoa, wow, I hadn't seen that before.
Was
crazy.
It real Was it real, Seth, or was it AI? Real.
No, it was not.
Okay,
it was not fake.
Just checking, because no. You got to check you nowadays.
You do.
We kind of took a break from the fear of robots taking over to AI taking over. Yeah. But
the robots are going to sneak in.
I'm much more worried. I don't think either scenario is likely.
No.
But I would be more concerned about robots than AI. I personally would
They're
be.
Physical.
They're more
right?
mobile.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It does look like, as far as like to the robots out there listening, we're big in the robot community.
You know, we'd like to sponsor something.
Absolutely. I mean,
and if you want to sponsor us, go right ahead.
Definitely. I will say they might want to wait before they revolutionize, because it feels like right now all we got to do is tip them over.
Yeah, basically.
Like,
yeah.
Any one of these robots.
They could jump back up, apparently.
Yeah, it took a minute. You have enough time to run.
The bad news about some of this technology is, one, that the price is going to be pretty interesting. And then there is the look of this, at least the early model of this thing, which is kind of terrifying.
Yeah, that does not look like Rosie.
Yeah, that.
I mean, there's elements.
Yeah.
That are kind of, but everything's kind of exposed. And where do they put this stuff?
Yeah, we need a house. No, we need some kind of housing on that
basket.
You know?
I really
well, because it's going to pick up toys, it's going to pick up whatever. Where's it going to put it?
I'm already thinking of a lot of things that this is going to get used for. Not for
you know
that,
what
though.
That kind of looks like yes. to me though. Just like from this view, I'm looking at it sideways. For people who have ever seen one of those like drivable lifts, we use it in theater. What are they called? I don't know what they're called.
Oh,
it's like a little lift bucket.
Yeah.
So it's got the
it's a crane with a bucket on it.
Basically, so it's got
the extender on the back and then the bucket in the front. That's what this looks like, but it's missing the bucket. It's just electronics.
Yeah. Well, if they really want to make it friendly, you know, and everyone wants to do something with these robots, just make them all look like R2-D2. And everyone will be very happy because, oh, look, it's R2. You know, everyone loves R2. Yep. So,
Even C-3PO.
Yeah, either one.
You could do both. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have to fight Star Wars for the rights, but
yeah, they might.
Well, who owns it now?
Oh, Disney owns it.
Disney owns it. Okay. It's all Disney. So,
but I like even better the idea of that, like just a ripoff version of one of these things, like
make it a different color.
Yeah. R2, yes,
black R2,
or they just make it look like Rosie. They just make it look more like Rosie and everything. Like I think that's I think you really have something. That's awesome. We don't have robots to replace us yet, though. Can't do that. We will be back with more show coming up mornings on WFHR.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Summertime, and the living is easy. Mr. Sam Cooke playing us in with Summertime. Good version. Very good version. But I'm telling you, that L.L. Louie one, that's one of the greatest songs you'll ever hear. Why don't you get into this one? Four things to look forward to in August, everybody. New month, new things to look forward to. We've got stuff going on in sports, TV, theaters, and of course the holidays all coming up. We dive into sports first, where NFL preseason football is underway. Yes. Yes. College football kicks off on the 23rd. Yes.
Oh, wow.
And the U.S. Open for tennis is August 24th.
Okay. and don't forget, we've got high school football kicking off on, I believe, the 21st. So, wow.
Yeah.
Coming up quick, everyone.
Nobody covers more high school sports than our two stations.
That's
here.
Right.
WFHR, WIRI, we'll be bringing it to you. Very excited about that. And not just your normal sports, but sports that you haven't heard on this radio in a long time.
Yeah.
We'll be bringing. Looking forward to all of that. Mm-hmm. And I am actually excited about the U.S. Open. We've got a lot of great American players right now that are just on a good run. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of one of us taking that, our major championship in tennis.
That'd be fun.
And football. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited about football. But on TV.
I could hear Melissa roll her eyes just then.
Yeah, I know. I almost fell over.
This is one time I don't look over there.
You probably shouldn't.
Several of your favorite shows are back as well, including King of the Hill Revival on Hulu. Heard a lot of good things about that. Invasion and Platonic on Apple TV+. Wednesday and Perfect Match on Netflix. I'm excited about the new season of Wednesday.
I've never heard of any of these.
Wednesday's been really good. I think Wednesday's been very good on Netflix.
That one I did hear about.
Deadliest Catch on Discovery is still around. And the Great Food Truck Race is on Food Network.
No, those are actually, it's not a bad series. It's kind of fun.
I would check that out. Yeah. I haven't seen that. I would check that out. I will say I'm not huge on reality shows or game shows, but the Food Network had a couple that I thought were really
cool.
Those
are better.
Food Network shows are good.
Yeah. I did get into Chopped a little bit, and mm-hmm. I don't know what it was called, but you get a cart and you got to get as much stuff in it as you can, like the supermarket thing.
Yeah,
Guys, Grocery Games.
Yeah,
it was similar to Supermarket.
That one seemed kind of cool.
Supermarket Sweep. Yeah, I like the Junior Chopped.
Oh, that's fun.
Where they have
fun.
Kids
yeah,
cooking.
I like that one.
That
yeah.
one's really good,
yeah.
too.
Because those kids are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. There's also new stuff to have on your radar. The animated series Eyes of Wakanda on Disney+. Plus, PBR on Fox Nation, CW and others, and Alien Earth on FX Fox.
All right.
And Songs and Stories with Kelly Clarkson will be on NBC and Peacock. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
In theaters, really all the big ones have come out now, so now you're going to be getting more comedies.
Mm-hmm.
The entertainment industry is afraid of comedies. They really, really are. They do not know what to do with comedies.
Yeah.
Most comedies, if they do release it in theaters, it's immediate, like a month later, available for streaming, no matter how it does in the theaters. They're just shying away from taking chances more and more, and that's what you do. Comedy is taking chances,
mm-hmm.
and they're afraid to. So you're just seeing less and less of this. I can't believe this got greenlit. I'm excited for it. I think it looks good, the new Naked Gun. I don't think it looks bad or anything like that. I'm just surprised in this industry with the way the industry is and how afraid they are to take chances that they would do this.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I believe that they did is that they own the IP of the Naked Gun series.
Right.
And
it is a known name. I mean, that's part of it, too, I'm guessing, is because people understand, you know, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I would not be surprised if with the success of this, because I do think it's going to do well, that you see more of these coming back. I wouldn't be surprised. And this is going to sound like one of the craziest sentences ever. But don't be surprised that they bring back the Police Academy movies.
Oh, no.
Any of those 80 tropes that they had. I would not be surprised by almost anything from the 80s that they try to bring back. Because everything in the entertainment industry is pandering and
nostalgia.
And also copying. Hey, what worked before? Let's do that again a year later.
Of course.
You know, and all that. I don't know. I hope it does well. I don't know what this is going to mean for comedy in the movies.
Right. I don't remember the last comedy, like specifically comedy movie that I've gone to. I don't think it's been like 20 years. since I've gone to like a comedy movie in the theaters.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, I could probably say that too. Honestly, the only ones I want to see in theaters are like the action films, like the big action or like Wicked. Wicked was cool to see in the theater.
Right.
Yeah,
that's more interesting to me.
Straight up comedies, they're just not doing anymore.
No, they're on like Netflix or on some streaming services. I mean,
and they're going to get views there, but they're not going to get people to come to the theater. They want big spectacle, epic spectacles.
That's right.
I think that's a shame because I get it because it's hard to get people to go to the movies anymore. And what is going to make, you know, I could see a comedy on my laptop, on my phone, on my TV, and it's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. An action movie, the bigger the screen, the better usually and all that.
Yeah. So I see where it's going.
Right, surround sound. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I feel like when we were kids, it was 50-50. I mean, you were going to the movies to see a comedy as much as you were, you know, to see an action movie or something like that.
Yeah, because that was just the thing you did. We didn't have options to see it streaming at home. You had to rent them. You had to wait until they came out on video to rent them.
Yeah, that's right.
Freakier, like a year and a half later, usually, too.
God, it took forever.
All the waiting.
Forever.
Freakier Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis comes out the next Friday on the 8th.
I do want to see that. Oh, I want to see that.
I don't know if, I'll be honest, I probably won't see it, but I really hope it does
Sad for you, but it's okay.
Just being honest, for both of those actors, I like both of them, and I think Lindsay Lohan, I know she is a good actor. I enjoy anybody getting that second chance, that opportunity to make good and everything. Right. And I think that's really cool for her. Yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis, this third act that she's had or whatever.
Whatever it is. I love it.
For those who don't know, Jamie Lee Curtis obviously comes from Hollywood royalty and Tony Curtis and all that and everything. Lee, but had to fight so hard to get any kind of respect to the point where she basically, in order to get the Trading Spaces role, was willing to do things that other actors weren't. Even that. And then fighting through that and everything, they get taken seriously. To see where her career has gone, being an Oscar winner, all that, it's really impressive. And Jaws, and Jaws is being re-released into theaters for its 50th anniversary on August 29th.
See, now, I think I may have to do that, just to see the experience of watching it on the big screen. Because I've seen it, you know, I'm like everyone else on TV when, you know, when they used to show movies on TV, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
But I would like to do the experience of actually seeing it in the theater.
This is the original Jaws?
Yeah, the original Jaws.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
see, now, perfect.
This is the way to see it, too.
Am I going to be scared?
I have no idea. It's a very good movie, though.
I don't know, whatever is right under scared. I think that you might have a little bit of nerves because of the music. I don't think the special effects or any of that will do a whole lot.
It's not a horror film.
No.
Okay.
I will say, though, the actors in it sell it. Actors in it do a really good job, for especially considering I'm going to say something, though, that is a little unpopular probably with some people. Not everything should be in 4 or 5K. I watched something the other day because it was re-released and all that stuff. And it's a good movie, and the special effects and everything of the time were fantastic. Watching it now, because what 4K does is lightens things up and shows things that you might not have been able to see before.
In a higher definition, right?
But the directors and the actors, when they made these things, made them with the intention of it being shadowed and all that. So now you're seeing, hey, those special effects I thought were really cool back then. Well, now I can see that see part of like the makeup coming off or something, or
whatever
like
it is.
And we're talking like big time productions coming out in the late 90s, early aughts, not even like old stuff. I don't know that everything necessarily should be put in 4K. Some of it loses
something
of the magic
for that, right?
I totally
and especially
agree
the
with
creation
that.
Of it.
I love the view, the way that movies in the 80s and 90s look on my television. Yes, because you watch things that are produced now, it's like it's almost like the movie magic is gone because it just looks like normal.
Yeah.
Like it just looks like real life.
Yeah.
And by that I mean real life, if the real life meant everybody looked pretty and perfect and were skinny and dressed to the nines and like, you know,
their hair was perfect when they woke up in the morning and all that.
It's like colorizing black and white films.
It's exactly
because
what I thought of.
The actors were literally doing their makeup for a black and white film. It's a completely different process. Yeah. Everything was to be shot in black and white.
None of their costumes color match because they don't have to.
Right. Exactly. God.
I think we should do a parody of that. That would be
absolutely
funny.
Oh, good.
That would
there's
be funny.
There's a sketch right there. Yeah, there's definitely a sketch there.
Wait, this is supposed to be in black and white. What?
It don't matter. Well, whatever. And finally, the holidays. Sunday is National Grab some peanuts Day, or Grab Some Nuts Day, and all that. Enjoy all your favorite nuts. Monday is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Today is National Chocolate Cookie
Day. Have one right now.
Every day is National Chocolate
Thank you, Day. Diane, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, she brought some? Mm.
I don't know if there's...
I think there may not be any left.
Yeah, I think Quinn On the 8th is National Pickleball Day.
Boys.
On the 12th is Vinyl Record Day. Ooh, that's a good one. Vinyl Record Day. I like that. And the 13th is Left-Handers Day. Rejoice, all my fellow left-handers.
You lefties.
I have a couple in my family. Mm-hmm. Several, actually.
And the 16th is National Tell-A-Joke Day. We should get some jokes ready for that. Is that one of our...
Are we on that?
No, it's a Saturday.
Oh, but darn.
That Friday, maybe.
We'll
Friday
have to tell them on the 15th instead.
There you go. Yeah. We'll prepare you. We'll get you some jokes.
That's right.
And you guys, on August 20th is, of course, our open house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will we be doing? That's Party. Also National Radio Day.
No way.
It is?
Yep.
What?
Just like we
Coinkydink,
planned it.
Man. How great is that?
Serendipitous.
How great is that, though? That's so awesome. That is very cool. We'll be doing that. And again, we'll talk more about this as we're leading into it. But make plans Wednesday, August 20th. Come on by the studios here and hang out with us as we have our open house. We'll be talking more about that. And got the kitchens open coming up for you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Coming up right here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming at...
CBS News Brief. Texas Democratic lawmakers left for Illinois to prevent a redistricting vote. They face threats of expulsion and arrest if they don't return. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What Greg Abbott is relying on is essentially advisory opinion that when there's a vacancy, basically you can go to court and say, we think that this person forfeited their office.
The Gifford Fire in Central California has grown to about 50,000 acres and is 3% contained. CBS's Jason Allen is in nearby Santa Maria.
Conditions are expected to still be challenging today with the wind blowing in different directions. It changes throughout the day. I expect that we'll see some more growth.
The search for a military veteran who police say shot to death four people in a Montana bar is now in its fourth day. Shane Charles knows the suspect and says he has a history of mental problems.
He would tell us stories that he's John Wick one day, or he was the president's right-hand man.